Hossam loy shchicha shichus. I'll tell you, over there by mincha time, it's not so shchich, it becomes shikur. So therefore we tell you, if you start a tita sudur, you're allowed to finish it and daven mincha later. Aber hoch loy shchiach shichus. Mashenke, by night time, if you first eat your sudur, and then you worry about davening marav later, we're afraid maybe you become shikur in the middle of your sudur, and you won't have time to daven. Strashi loy shchiach shichus. And derech lishtaker miboy joint. You don't get shikur miboy joint. The fikos, therefore, by mincha, even if you started to eat when you weren't supposed to, we tell you, goymer, finish your lunch, finish your sudur. Abu balayla, mashenk in a night time, also lishtake besudosin. Now, shchiach to become shikur. So we can't tell you first finish your sudur, then daven marav. We're afraid you become shikur, you won't be able to daven. Inami, another terrace the Gemara says is, the mincha, kivan de kfiya lo zimna, without there's a special time, when to daven mincha, only until shkiyah. After that, you can't daven. Is mirsas? People are afraid. They know they have to make the time. Lo yosel nifsha, and people won't be pasheya to miss the zman mincha. Mashenk in arvus comes about davening marav at night. Kivan the kula leila zman arvus. Since you have the whole night time to daven marav, if people take it easy, they'll come home at the beginning. I'll eat a little bit, and I'll worry about that. I have a whole night to daven marav. Is lo mirsas? People aren't afraid. Lo yosel nifsha. We had the gemara brachas. You eat a little bit, you sleep a little bit, before you know it's the morning already. So since people are not so worried about davening marav, they feel they have the whole night time, they are past the gzeira that if marav is a chayva, you'd have to stop eating until you daven marav first. So Tzadik asked the kashya when he said that marav is rishus, so Tzadik has to say krishma at night, which is zichud yiraisa. So Tzadik says, the problem is you already said krishma. It's only after Rabbonim Vigadin of Davini Marav with the Man Yomitz Rishus, you'll be Mutter. The Tzai says here, we had in Brachas also, near the Reed, I feel the Man Yomitz feels Arvus Rishus, is Ein Levat Lebuchinim. Rishus doesn't mean that if you want to, yes, but if you don't want to, nothing's wrong. No, even Rishus means you have to. Bechinam, you shouldn't be Levatom. Ela Bishvil Shum Tzarech, only if you have a big purpose, a good Tzarech, for missing, then you're allowed to miss. Kamei, Bishorahim Anayud Hocha. If you untied, unbuckled your belt, it's a big tircha to put it back together again, so you're mati you. Oy im yesh poi shum mitzvah shein averus, yasa mitzvah. Or the stam, for no purpose, avada bechinim yikim im avata mar. That means right, because Yaakov Avinu was mesakin to davar mar. The stam nestavar, if Yaakov was mesakin, we stam saying it's a reshus. If you want to, yes. If you don't want to, no. What tari sheet there is, even until it's a reshus, netchil avad yemachuyuv to davin, yemachuyuv to davin mar. Just that if you have a good purpose to miss it, you're allowed to miss it. Let the Gemara ask the Rav Ashi to ichusa lemeiser himenayu. Is it such a big tircha to put that on your belt? What are you saying? Since you took off your belt, you don't have, if it's a reshus, you don't have to daven marav. What's so difficult to put on your belt? V'yoy leku hachi v'litzli. So what? You took off your belt. You unbuckled your belt. So what? Daven the way you want now. Daven marav with an unbuckled belt. And the Gemara Mishum Shenema, the Pasuk says, Hikoi likras alakecha Yisrael. Prepare yourself, make hachana before you go to daven. So therefore, you're supposed to have your belt buckled before you daven. Sidrashi, Hikoi likras alakecha, hisno lefonav. Make yourself look nice in front of Hashem before you daven. So Tzai speaks out. The Gemara really has two questions. Is it such a tircha to buckle your belt again? And the Gemara doesn't answer on that. But then he says, "Loichayish l'shmiyu kushy kamaisa." Well, because it's true, if tefilas arvus is only reshus, it's little of a tircha to buckle your belt. So we're not mechayiv you to do that tircha, rather finish your suda and daven marav later. But the Mar says the reason why you can't daven without your buckle, without your belt buckled, is because the felter hikran likus lakechem. Before you come to daven, you have to prepare yourself. So Taisa says. Mikan shetzorech ulazar chalasarso kishimispawel. That you have to lukura put a belt around you when you daven. This is the meaning some people wear a garful. As this then as hika, and you're supposed to put an azer like a belt around you. So it says of a machzor vitri meforish that tam devin an azer. How come you have to wear a belt? Shelo ye liba roye server. So nu alocha that normal then they used to wear like a dress, even the men. So if you didn't have a belt around you, your lathe could see the erva. The dafka lehemza tzeisish lehoi lemechnesayim, they didn't wear pants. Lakach, hoyusrichim lezer b'shatzil, they had to wear a belt around them to make a hefsik between the lave, the heart, and the erbun. Avul vidan, but us. Sheyesh to anu avneit, shemechnesayim.
we wear pins, and we have a belt around the pins, and on the we don't have to have a special garter for davening, because our pins, and the word in Allah is brought down, even if you're not wearing a belt, the pins is tight against your waist, so that not makes the hefsek that you lay can't see the ever anymore. But since you have something tight, even underpants that we wear also, since it's tight around you, it's called as a hefsek between your lave and the erva. Therefore, mikra din, there's no union even to wear a belt, bisman is there, and avada not to wear a gartel. But this is always brought down, it's a noose of the chsidus to wear a gartel. But the ikka halacha here, as only hikoin, is to wear a belt, to have some hefsek between you and the erva.
Well, and not, the Tosis tells you, you shouldn't even do it. I mean,
he doesn't say you shouldn't. He doesn't say you don't need to, right? So, Baruch, if the Mishnah brings down the Zamachorim, they say, and no such thing is serious to do it, yeah. That's what he brings down. But another pshat is, some Rishonim learn here is that's only Bivnei Bavel, that they were Shchiach a whole day to wear an Ezel. Like, they used to wear a belt around them a whole day. Then it's not nice to take it off for Shas Davening. If you wear it a whole day, you should wear it for Shas Davening also. But us, though, if you don't wear a belt the whole day, then there's no inyan to wear it for Shas Davening. So it'll be the same time for Gatl also. If you wear a Gatl the whole day, then it's inyan to wear it Zichah for Shas Davening. If you don't wear it the whole day, Mikra Din, you wouldn't have to wear it for Shas Tvilim. But next when it brings down, that's a milsa, the Chassidus, people do it. But Allah Chayyam Chayyusuf. Right? Ravo Ba Rav Huna Romney Puzmiki, he used to put on a nice pair of socks. Then he went to daven. Omar, he said, the pasuk says, "Hika mikras al shamakecha." Prepare yourself before you go daven. So he says, "Rami puzmer mikan yesh lechiach shein lespalo yochu." You're not supposed to daven barefoot. That's the mizoyim as daven in front of Hashem barefoot. Ela v'tish above yom kippur. Only a tish above yom kippur. You have a heta to daven barefoot. But azoy al tikkun, you're supposed to at least wear socks. Rav Hank, you're supposed to wear shoes also already. Without you wear a whole day shoes, it wouldn't be nice to make yourself look less than you are a whole day. So why do you should wear shoes also for Shashi Davin? Shashi Ramah was making nice and on pilois chashuvim ragli. You put fancy, nice, the kovadik socks on. Right? Rav... Yeah, okay. It's a mustach sidus, yeah, right. He doesn't know here to do it, though. It's not pshan the Gemara, though. Gemara's talking about his... That's a different halacha. That's halacha, right? That's what he's supposed to. That's not this. That's he's supposed to. Right? Rami, Rava Barafune, Rami Puzmiki Yomatsli. He took off his Puzmiki before he started Davin Shmoneh Esrei. His Puzmiki Pashim means a fancy. I forget. Oh, he just says, there's the shoes, right here. Rava shot the Glima, Rava threw off his Glimas, or his top coat. Ufocha yodei, and he put his hands together like this, Omasdini David. Omar, he said, Ka'avda kami mori. He's like an Evid that has Yura afraid of his Odin. So he daven in front of Hashem, but tell us Hachno. So Trashi, Shodi glima, Mashlech adartam yolov. He had a fancy, very nice top coat that he took off before he daven. Shla Yura kechoshiv. He didn't want to look too choshiv in the eyes of Hashem. And Vaito Porcha Yode, Choyvik Yode Vetzbos, like put his hands together like this, Ke'odim Hamitztayim Mienus Rabbi, like you're afraid of your Rebbe, like you're begging from a rabbi, that's the way he stood by Davin. We'll soon see how we fear Zich. Omar Kavdakami Mori. Omar Ravashi. Chazdine Lele Rav Kana, I saw Rav Kana like this. He could Tzarev Yam, when the bad times in the world is not Sholom Boilom, is brought in halacha. That's because zman is there. There's no shalom. Is shadi glima? Then he acted the yira like in front of an eved in front of his rabbi. That he took off his adar, he took off his choshev atab begin, or for chayod, he put his hands together. Umasli daven that way. Omer he said, "Kav de kami mori." Since I have to ask mispalo for rachma from Hashem, I'm asking like an eved in front of an odin. Or bekika shalma when there's shalom and klai yisrael in the whole world, when there's peace. Then Lovish, he used to make himself Adarab look like a king, wear the nicest things possible. Or Mischasi or Misate from Atzli. He put the Ituf on him, a nice beg and he davened that way. Omar, because he said, the prophet says, Hika Nikras Lakech Yisrael. Prepare yourself before you daven in front of Hashem. Slamais is brought down that today is called the Mokim Shle, it's not called the Mokim Shalma. It's not peace now, there's always fighting, there's always Mokim Soros. So merely you're supposed to talk about Mishim and Eskim Atzila with your hands like this. In front of an Evid, although it's about wearing a clothing, Malacha, Abadi is supposed to wear nice clothing. Still pasikun.
Just we don't have this sinyum. If someone have a special top coat that he only wears to look mamish tip top the best time, that maybe shouldn't have to wear b'shas davening, because we don't have to look that choshem in front of a kodesh baruch hu. But a kohen is supposed to wear nice clothing. You're not supposed to wear dirty clothing. You're supposed to look nice in front of Hashem.
Rava's mara, Rava chazil of Hamnuna bekomarach betlusa. Rava saw that Rav Huna was davening a very long Shmon Esrei. Omer yastainas on him. Menichin chayyela, leaving over chayyelam, poshka means learning Torah, Torah which is the gate of Torah habo, and voiskin bechayyeshoa. He's being oisig in davening tefillah that's only the gate of Torah mazeh. What are you davening for panoso, for sholem, in this world? So how come you're leaving over learning the Torah to daven? So the more of who's sovereign, that's the maskona, zman tefillah l'chud, zman Torah l'chud. He also know, it's true, you're supposed to learn Torah, but there's a zman for davening also. So there's a zman Torah l'chud, there's a zman tefillah l'chud. Shashi chayelam, even before Joshua, chayelam, Torah, Tfila Tzarech Shohi, L'Refua, L'Sholom L'Mazaynus. What are we daven for? To Hashem should give us Refua, to give us Sholom, to give us Mazaynus. That's purposes of this world. Hashem can learn in Torah, the Karen Kayem is L'Elam Abor, he gets Chus L'Elam Abor, that's more Choshev. And he answered back, no, there's a Zman for both of them. So some say, the one say, the Machlokes of Bitola, the famous Machlokes, Rambam and the Ramban. That the Rambam learned is the Mitzvah's Essay Midiraisa to Davin. You have a Mitzvah's Essay to Davin. The Ramban learns, no, there's no Mitzvah's Essay to Davin. It's only with the Rabban and the whole Chiyuv we daven three times a day. The Mitzvah derives is just if you have a Tzorah, something is bad happening to you, then like Midiraisa, you have a Chiyuv to daven to Hashem to help you from the Tzorah. But a Chiyuv to daven every day Midiraisa you don't have. So the first man, the Yom, held like the Ramban, that there's no real Chiyuv to daven every single day. So mainly he held, the Iker is learning Torah. So don't daven so long, even though the Rabban is supposed to daven, don't daven so long. And he answered him back, no, Zaman Torah L'chud, Zaman Tefillah L'chud means that Midiraisa is the Chiyuv to daven every single day. That's also Midiraisa to have the Chiyuv to daven. Mela, there's no Chiyuv, mitzvahs are not Deicha Talmud Torah. The Talmud Torah is not Deicha Mitzvah. When it comes to doing a mitzvah, you can't say, I'm learning Torah now. Torah didn't tell you to learn, but Shashi had to do the mitzvahs. Right. Now, Lamai says, like the last Torah said, we hold Zaman Torah L'chud, Zaman Tefillah L'chud. You have to daven as long as you have Kavanah, the best you could. Then you have to learn the best you could. But Rabbi Yirmiyah have Yosef came with Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Yirmiyah was sitting in front of Rabbi Zeira. The Vayaski the Shmaita, and he was hearing a shir. Rabbi Yirmiyah was hearing a shir from Rabbi Zeira. His nagelat sluya came right before shkia. They came late. He was afraid that he's going to miss mincha already. Got before shkia. The have come misarif Rabbi Yirmiyah. So he went up. He left shir. He got to get ready. It's a trashi misarif b'mahelama. He started to get up ready to go daven mincha. You're leaving my shir to go daven mincha. Neser ozne mishmoya Torah. Somebody that goes away from learning Torah, gam tefilosa tuayva, Yishna Hashem will listen to your tefillah either. If you have tainus on him, how come you left the davening early? So two terutzim later we'll see in Tesis of Yud Aleph, Shana al Gemara. One Shana al Gemara was, the shaila was, one time is he held that he was a terosa menosli. We had him the Mishnah terosa and menosli. You have no chiyah to daven. You only have a chiyah to say krishma if you terosa menosli, but not to daven. So now the Rebbe held that they have a din of terosa menosli. They don't have to go daven. So mainly he told them stay by shir better. And the Talmud held no. I'm not of the madrega terosa menosli. I have a chiyah to daven. The other pshat says no. Even without terosa menosli, the shaila was it was like 5 minutes before shkia. So Talmud told, I have to go daven now. Rabbi held, no, why do you have to go prepare himself? Because he wanted to prepare himself to daven. He wanted to make hachonis. So the Rabbi told him, no, what's the best hachonis to do? Learning Torah. Learn Torah and then go daven, so the learning is the hachonah. So the Talmud, your Messiah, if you want to go and leave, he says, if you go away from learning Torah, even your Torah, your tefillah won't be nishma. Right. Miyem is sai haschol is din. When is it called you beginning to make the psak din? So we had halachis for Shmon Esrei that you could, that once you already started the psak, you don't have to stop to daven mincha. What's called haschalas din? Reb Yirmiyah v'Reb Yonah. Chadoma Meshiyasat Puhadayon. When the Yonah might put a talis on, before they started the paskin, they put a talis on. Shrashi kishapoyschim the din neimasai, neimashchina. From the Amos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they put on a talis. Another reason is for Shlayif Merosh Lakan Lakan. The head should not turn Lakan Lakan. Will say, "Daitim Yeshavas Aleim." They should have doubt to know the emes of psak. So they used to put on a talus before they started to paskin. That's called the yon started the din. But if they did this, they're not mechuyev now to start to daven mincha. They can finish the din. No, not when they put on the talus, but when the people start saying their tainus in front of the dayan. So the marvel of pligi, hodi aski, the osi bedina. One is talking about he was already oisig the din before this, so he already put on a talus before. Now he's going from one din to another din. So what's called the aschol of the second din when they say the tainus? Hodi lo yaski the osi. The first case when he was told him putting on your talus, where you didn't have any tzak yet today. So how do you start your tzak? First you put on a talus. That's called aschol asadin. The osi bedina. More Rav Ani Rav Asi. Have a Yasvi Vegarsi Ben Yamudi. They used to sit and learn Ben Yamudi between the pillars of the building. The Chol Shos of the Shos, like every few minutes, have a Tavchi Avro. They used to like bang on the outside door, the Dosha. The Yamri, a Yikod Yisle Din El Yayel Falesi. Whoever has a Din Torah, Rashay Le Kaman Yisle Tzak. Because even though they were sitting and learning Torah, they held a Zichtet to go out to ask people, if you have a Tzak, you can ask us. Rav Chizdov Rabba Barafuna. Had the Yasper Bedina Kuluyim. They were sitting and fasting the whole day, Shilas. Had the Kacholish Levayu, the heart started to bother them. So Rashi has two pshat them, why the heart bothered them. Shrashi Kholish Levayu, Mitzarin Shlayosko Isayim Matera. It bothered them, they were Isaac and Psak the whole day, like they're dying, they had no time to learn that day. So they were bothered them, they didn't have time to learn. Is Tonon Hu Rabbichia Barav. So he told him, Midifta. The Pasuk says, Vayama Toom. Vayamadon al Moshe min haboiker ad erev. That they used their shalos by Moshe min haboiker ad erev. Is the kasha b'chitala adaitcha she Moshe yoshe v'dan kol yom kuloi is terosai mosai nasis. When did Moshe have time to learn Torah? If he stand fast for the whole day from morning to night, when did he have time to learn Torah? Ela what's pshat? Loimeloch she kol dayin she dan din emes lamitoi. Any dying that passed in an emes, the shaylah is afilu shu'achat, even 1 hour of the day, or one time it means, is malol makosav kilo nas teshutav la'kodesh baruch hu b'mayishe b'reishis. It's malol shayim became a shutav la'kodesh baruch hu. As it means to tell him, you should know, you feel bad. You feel bad, you didn't have time to learn today. You should know, passing in the shaylah is even more important than learning Torah. You become amas teshutav la'kodesh baruch hu. What's the raya? Ksiv hocha, the posik says, here of a yam, odom al moishe min ha'boik yadarim. They asked him Shilas Psat. Uksivosum Vayera Vayivaika Yemechot. So now it's such a chosh of a zach, so meant to say, don't feel bad you didn't learn today. Shrashi, Tony Lechia Barav, Shegodu Scharhat the Yonim. It's a very big schar you get for the past in the Shilah. Where it's thorough and don't feel bad. That's one pshat. Shrashi Vulay Nira. Shrashi was like this pshat. The Ainza Mashmoit Lotchin Levayu. It's not the pshat, the heart. Pasha meant the heart felt bad, they felt faint. And a loshin cholish datayu. It should have said a loshin cholish datayu. They had a bad feeling. The loshin cholish levayu, that the heart felt dead, loshin tainus. So it's not that they're fasting. Shloi sodu kol hayom. They didn't eat anything the whole day. So they felt, pusha, they felt weak at the end of the day. They were fasting the whole shy all day. They had no time to eat lunch or breakfast. So they felt dead. Is tonu luchia barav. He told him, Shein tzrichim leisha libin kol hayom. You know, you're doing wrong. Like Yisro told Moshe, you don't have to sit yourself and fasting the whole day. Elamixa sayoim, just passing part of the day, make up hours. From 9 to 1, you'll be a place. Umashom, min aboyka, aye, the posik says, Moshe stood. Min aboyka, there is not the medrashu. Shechoshev adova kemaisa bresha shenema vayem aboyka. It's only a drosh and a posik. But really, Moshe didn't stay the whole day to pass in the shaylas. He did just a little part of the day. Why does the Pasuk say min aboyke about Erev? To make this drosh, to say that if you do pass in Emes, la mitoin, the imam is coming shoot of in a kodesh baruch hu. The second says, "Dash not like that." This could be as after the drusha. The Torah says here, "Torah must say mashma diyodiv din mitalmud Torah." Who it's a raya that din is better than learning Torah. What did the Torah bafta moikon? Sheinu mumchin shapom neitam akashoychem. If you're not a good dayan, then you shouldn't be a poysik. But if you're a good dayan in echlam, it's mashmi, it's more chashiv. The dayan is than the limud Torah, the din Torah. Right. Admosai yesh v'medid. So now by saying you're not supposed to pass in the whole day. So metchilu, what's the corner? How long should a dayan keep his dayanus open, his desdin open? Amar Rav Sheshes ad siman suta. until this man Sudah. We'll soon see what it is. The first 5 hours, the first 6 hours of the day. Omar, Rab, Choma, Mikro, what's the right in the Posik? The Posik says, Ilucho Eretz, Shemalkeich Noam. It's a bad thing that your melo should be like a nar. The Sorayich Baboyke Yechelu, when your Sorim should eat in the morning. Ashrech Eretz, though, is good the Eretz, Shemalkeich Ben Chur. If your Malki, your Melech is a Ben Churin. The Sorayich Beis Yechelu, the Gvura. He should be Yechelu in Gvura, Volei Bashasi. Not in some drinking yain, some shikras, but the esik in gevura. We dash in the gevura shall Torah, v'loy b'shtir shal yain. That the melech of the dayin should be esik in Torah, and not in shtir shal yain. So you see, it's telling this man of achilu. So calls the man the achilu the first 3 hours of the day, that's when the dayin should have his dayon is open, and after he should close it. Rashi shomakecha dayencha shal dayin kore melech. Shenema melech v'mishpat yamod eretz. Turn around, how the case that say that when you're supposed to eat? Shor Rishona Maichaludim. It's the first hour of the day. Now, the first shift means whenever you get up, it's called the first hour. So the first hour when you're up, who eats then Ludim? Trashi Uma Shakurin Kalmbish Cannabis. Cannibals, they go. Yeah. The Oichle Odimhain, they eat people. They ain't Rabbis Zonim, they're very hungry, they're hungry people. So they can't go an hour without eating. As soon as they get up, the first hour, that's the month for them to eat. Shania, the second hour of the day, Michael Listim. Listim, they worked hard the whole night, they steal the whole night, that's when they work. So male, it comes the morning, they're tired and they're hungry. So by second hour, they have to eat already. Shlishis, the third hour of the day, is Michael Yoshim. Yoshim's people have got a big Yerusha, they don't have to take care, do any work, so they can afford to be lazy. So the third hour, they don't have to do any business, they go to eat right away. Revius, the fourth hour, that's Michael Perlman, people have to go work. First, they have to do some work. And first, the fourth hour of the day, that's when they sit down to have the Suda. Chamisha, the fifth hour of the day, that's Maicha Kolodim. A normal person, that's when he has the Suda. At the Gemara's times, he used to only have two Sudas in the day. One Baboike, one Berus. They didn't have a breakfast then. So when did they have their first Suda? That was the fifth hour of the day. For the Gemara, Amy, Ramara Popo Revius Zman Suluk Suda Le Kolodim. Forget the fourth hour of the day, that's the Zman to everybody. Ella is like this. Revius Maicha Kolodim. The fourth hour, that's the Zman to everybody. Chamishis, the fifth hour of the day, that's Michael Perlman. Shishis, the sixth hour of the day, that's Michael Talmid Chachamim. He's a Talmid Chachamim, gets up in the morning, the first thing he goes is to sit and learn, and he learns and learns and learns until he gets tired, until he gets hungry. So the sixth hour, that's when he should have the Suda. Mikan Bielich, and if you wait till after the sixth hour to have your first Suda, it's no good, it's not healthy. If Kizervik ever the Hamas, like you're throwing a stone into an empty barrel, it's no good, it'll hurt you. Trashi Kizurik, Trashi, Michael Yorshim, the third hour. Yorshe Hoin Ra, people that gashin a lot of money. Shlo Tirchu, but not the Abbey Tirchu. They now suki and Vadoigim, Loshat Achim Zenith, they don't have to worry about making a panosa first. Velasik Dim Locha. So they could eat the third hour. For a normal person that has to go work. So panosa, first he has to worry about his panosa, and then he'll worry about eating. Kizurik Evan the Hamas, Kosha Le Guf. It's very hot for the Guf. It's not so bad, it's not so good either. That's all. So Kitzur, when it says the diet just stay open, Kosha means the first 6 hours until the Zman Achila. Omer Abaya, Lo Yamoran, that's what we say, eat after the 6 hours, very bad for you. El Dulei Toye Midi Vitzafri, you had no snack, no breakfast at all. Aba Toye Midi Vitzafri, like we do, we have some little breakfast in the morning, less than bo. Then you can wait to have your lunch for even after the 6 hour. Then it won't be Shver Kosha to you. Omer Rav Adam Barava, Nispal Lodom Tfilosim Beis HaMerchus. Inside the Beis HaMerchus, but there's still a lot of David. You're right to say Shemoneh, you're right to say Hashem's name. Neisef Edim Arkasho, HaNichnas LeBeis HaMerchus, we go into a Beis HaMerchus, it's a bath house, Mokim Shebnei Odom. Oim Dem Levushim, Agdom is like Rashi says, there are three different rooms in the bath house. The first you come into one room, that's the outside room, that people are all dressed. You come in there, maybe take off your hat and your jacket, that's all. But everybody's dressed in the outside room. Then they walk in the middle room, that's where you get undressed, and some people are dressed and some people are undressed there. Then from that room you go into the third room, the real merchat, you take your shritz, you go by Mokim Zeyah. So there are three different halachas to these three different rooms. It's like this. Hanichnas lebeis merchat. Mokim shebnei odem oim dim levushim, the first room, that everybody is still dressed there. Yesha Mikri, you'll have to learn Torah Tefillah. You'll have to daven there also. The Ein Tzorech Lei Meshila Shalom, Avadi Gistam Giv Shalom Aleichem to somebody, or when he has Tefillah, you could even put Tefillah on there. The Ein Tzorech Lei Meshayna Chilas, Avadi, you don't even have to take off your Tefillah. Rada puts film on Makila. It's the outside room of the Merchatz, it's a regular room. Mokim Shir B'nei Adam, Oyim Dima Rumim, Ulubushim, the middle room, where people start to get undressed there, so some people are undressed and some people are dressed there. It depends. Yeshom Shila Shalom, there you're allowed to say Shalom Aleichem, you're allowed to speak Hashem's name. The Ein Shom Mikra, but you're not allowed to learn Torah there or Trila. You shouldn't say Trila, good, and you shouldn't say any brachas there. The Ein Chayla Tfilin, but you're not Mechuyu to take off your Tfilin. But the Ein Maniach, Mechatchila. You didn't put on your Tfilin yet, you're not supposed to put them on in the middle room of the Merchatz. Right. Well, that's the Shaila. Some Shita say, even if nobody's there, and some people say, only there are some people there. Right. If there's nobody there, there's some people, some Achreya Mameko. Mishmur brings down both all of his, what? Right, square the middle room, has been in the middle room, like our dressing room, right. Mokoyim shebnei adam oim demarumin, inside the base of America, so everybody is undressed there, then ain't shem shila sholem, you're not allowed to say shalom aleichem there, because shalom is Hashem's name, can't say it in front of an orum, and the ain't sorach leima mikra, abadi, you can't say Torah there, well, tefillin, you can't dive in there. The chayyus tefillin inside the inside room where people are undressed, you have to take off your tefillin. The insorach leim neshen manichem emshiti, you can't put on your tefillin. So now it's shver the first din. How could he say you're allowed to go in? He said, "Amirvad barava mispal odem tefillosim veisamerchot." He said you're allowed to dive in. Poshtim meant even the inside room, and here was Saint Clarence Osser on the inside room. It's Osser. And the Gemara, ki kama ravad barava the merchot shein boyodem. Talking about America, that nobody's there. So there, inside, you're allowed to do it. For the Gemara of Omer, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Merchat Shomru, this Beis HaPnimi, the inside of the Merchat, Afal Pi Shein Vayodim, even though nobody is inside it, and who are then Beis HaKisei Shomru? The same Malach in the Beis HaKisei, you're not allowed to say, Divrei Torah, inside the Beis HaKisei, what Beis HaKisei are we talking about? Beis HaKisei Shomru, Afal Pi Shein Vayodim, even though there's no tzaya there, like before. No. Merchut. And Davin, even if nobody's there, still it's also to Davin. Hey, since the middle, the inside room is Meyuchut from Mokum, where people are there undressed, you're now allowed to Davin there, even though nobody's there. So the Mora Eliki Kom Rav Ada. When did Rav Ada say you're allowed to Davin in the base of Merchut? In the inside room, Bechadati. He meant to say a new Beis HaMerchus that nobody went into yet. So since nobody used it yet, it doesn't have Zuma yet, it's not Tashtumt in there, therefore you let a daven there. Fred Gemara, no. For me, boy, Le Ravina. Ravina had this for Shiloh. Has Minu Le Beis HaKisei. You made a room that you can use it for Beis HaKisei. You never used it yet, but you made it and you set aside. Mahu. Is it also now to daven in there even before you used it or not? Yei zimun or yein zimun? Is it such an issa, the fact you prepared it, you set aside to be used for a basic issa, you can't use it or not? V'lo yashitle, and he wasn't placed in the shayla. So the chur alav hu adin l'merchat. The chur should be the same suffix by merchat. Halacha by merchat is, once you used it, the inside room, shit, you can't daven there, even if nobody's there. But now that nobody used it, just you set aside this room to be the best merchat, the chur alav should also have a suffix, and he wasn't placed in it. So still shver, how was he mati to daven there? So it's Gemara 9, it's no kasha loy.